Angelica Mari from I2 Decisions, and I'm here in Rio de Janeiro reporting live from the World Economic Forum Latin America. The opening press conference with WEF's co-chairs has just ended a few minutes ago, and there were a few interesting sound bites in what was the first major session at the event, which has several hundred business influencers and political figures attending, including Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff tomorrow. During the conference, the CEO of defense giant Embraer, Federico Curado, said he was excited to be taking part in an event where ideas can be discussed in an integrated way, highlighting that this is no longer a regional event, but rather a global one, with over 40 countries represented here today. Orit Gadiesh, the chairman of Bain & Company, was also present and said that this is an opportunity to celebrate, take stock and work out the challenges involved in the growth of Latin America. And she also said that this is a very important shift that is taking place at the moment with the balance of power going towards the east. And Luis Moreno, president of the Inter-American Development Bank, said that one of the drivers behind Latin America's growth is the progress of democracy, and a lot of it has been coupled with a strong development agenda pursued by the countries. But there are also challenges, including education, very low investment in science and technology, and huge infrastructure gaps. However, Moreno also suggested that Latin America is more prepared than most to deal with adversity, what he called the school of hard knocks, meaning over 30 financial crises in the last few years. Another panelist, Martin Sorrell, the CEO of advertising giant WPP, mentioned that while Brazil is somewhat insulated by its language, Portuguese, the brand Brazil is very attractive. Sorrell mentioned that the country is seen abroad as a fun, sensuous and vibrant place to do business, so there can't be a better set of attributes, he said. However, on the point of technology development, Sorrell also pointed out that other countries in Latin America are doing better than Brazil. He called Uruguay the Latin American Singapore, with a small, vibrant and wealthy economy driven mostly by sectors such as IT. That's it for now. I'll be attending several conference sessions here at the WEF today and tomorrow, and we'll be bringing you more highlights about what's happening here in the next few hours. For more sound bites, follow us on Twitter at ITDex and visit our website at itdex.com.